Friends, welcome back to our subject, stores management. And we now move on to our next chapter, chapter number 4. And here we will discuss the equipment which we use in our warehouse or in our stores. Earlier, we dedicated chapter number 2 for the organization, that is people, how they work there. Then chapter number 3 for the systems and procedures. And now we will discuss what equipment is used in the warehouse so that the maximum space utilization is ensured. And space utilization is not only the area in square foot, but also volume in cubic feet. Cube utilization is important in case of warehouse. And so we know that space is lot of locked money of the company. It is a great investment where lot of money is required. And if we do not use this space properly, if we do not utilize the space properly, that too cubic space, we have to utilize even height, that I have told already. And if we don't utilize this space properly, we stand to lose in profitability. So proper storage equipment is also needing a proper attention from all of us. Storage equipment. For example, look at the storage equipment, and that is bins. These are the bins. All small things like nuts, bolts, small bearings, nails, small spare parts, O-rings, seals, oil seals, all these things are very properly kept in these bins. And the speciality of these bins is opening is there in the front, so just by putting the hand you are able to pick up the things easily. We are also able to identify the things by putting the stickers, identification stickers on these bins. So the best way of keeping small things very properly by utilizing the space, cubic space, to the maximum. So these bins are very proper equipment for keeping the small items. Look at this, little bigger bins, little smaller bins, actually totes. Look at these bins where I will keep material of various sizes very properly. And these things I can properly keep on racks. I want to keep it on the pallets, and very easily I am able to handle. This is a very beautiful system where it is a cupboard, and I am able to keep so many things by identifying them properly, but the space utilization is maximum. These are the totes. What is the difference between totes and bins? You are able to see that there are covers there. There are lids. So I am able to close it properly so that it doesn't get dusty, it doesn't get rusty. So I can use either bins or totes. I can use anything what I want. Most totes and bins are made from plastic, are made from wire, even fiberglass, which is better, metal materials also. plastic toads are made from acrylonitrile, butadiene, styrene, ABS, acrylics, polyethylene, that is PE, polypropylene, that is PP, polyvinyl chloride, as you know, PVC. It's available in the market, made from ABS, acrylic, PE, PP or PVC, easily known materials. Selecting the right product requires an understanding of material characteristics. Bins have a semi-open end so that personnel can remove contents without removing the container. That means if we want to pick up, as I said, because picking is a very important operation, I don't have to remove the bin. I can put the hand and take it because it has a front open. We don't have to remove the container from its position from a rack or a shelf. This built-in opening for exposing and accessing a container's contents is what separates a bin from a tote, because tote doesn't have the front opening, it has a lid. So that way it is different from bin. Bin and tote, you can use whatever you like for keeping it properly, but remember you have to pick the items faster, so bin may be better, but still you can choose tote because it is a covered and closed thing. Some totes, however, are equipped with hinged or removable tops to provide easier access. In terms of applications, totes and bins are used for material storage, parts organization, parts distribution and shipping. For shipping also, totes and bins are used. These are also used to store and move seafood. And you know, in Mumbai, there is a very big business of supplying seafood from Bhavucha Dhaka to all over the Mumbai city. How they are transported? You must have seen that they are transported in bins and totes. Then meat, poultry, fruits and vegetables, processed food, all this is properly packed in bins or totes, and it is used for material storage also, it is for distribution also, it is for shipping also, everything. Very, 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 very flexible kind of things. Very, very useful kind of things, bins and totes. Not very costly. Money will not get locked too much, but your space utilization will be best. It is very convenient for distribution, very convenient for shipping. Then you must have seen in the first chapter, I had showed you one warehouse where they have used these racks. Rack is a very simple thing which you must have seen everywhere in your own house also. There may be some racks, or in any store you must have seen these racks, where in this rack number one, where you can see lot of packed boxes are kept very, very properly, very good space utilization. It can be designed, it can be tailor-made to your use. The height of the boxes, according to that you can tailor make your racks. Very good for space utilization, very good for cube utilization, and very good for handling these racks. Even you can use the equipment and go to the height, pick the box, remove it and take it out. That is also possible on these racks. A very, very useful, and almost everywhere this is used, and that is these racks. You can have this kind of Christmas tree rack. What is Christmas tree? It is small at the top and goes on increasing in the bottom. So you can keep the materials as and how you like it. And this is, in this picture, I have shown a very simple Christmas tree racks. But there are improved version of Christmas tree racks also, where steel bars are kept, various materials like angles are kept, girders are kept. Very good Christmas tree rack, where on the top, small amount of material, slowly increasing big amount of material at the bottom. A very good design Christmas tree rack, where I am able to put small amount of material at the top because it is very difficult to handle, and more amount of material in the bottom where it is easy to handle. So this is a very good design of Christmas tree rack. Then next comes pallets. What is a pallet? I am able to keep my materials instead of ground, because if I keep the material on the ground, it's very difficult to lift it. If I keep it on pallet, my forklift can easily put the forks inside and lift the material. Very easy for the forklift to pick the material. So everywhere, don't keep any material on the ground. Make a rule. Everything must be on pallet. Suitable pallet of any design, either this design or this design. Then this is also looking like a box, but I call it as pallet only. You can keep the materials here. For lifting, there are handles. You can lift it easily. You can keep it on the pallet also. Other this kind of a pallet, you can keep it and store your materials properly. It's a very good way of keeping the materials. Instead of ground, instead of floor, keep it on the pallets. It is the best way of handling the materials. So you should have pallets everywhere. And make one rule, nothing to be kept on floor. Because floor cleaning becomes impossible if the materials are lying on the floor. Housekeeping becomes very impossible. If you keep the material on pallets, it is easy to move from there. Housekeeping becomes easy. So material keeping on pallets. Post pallets, which can be stacked on each other. Post pallets, you have more material. You want to utilize the cubic space. This is very good. We are able to stack it on one another. You are able to stack it on one another. Look at this. We are able to stack it. Here we are able to stack it on one. Post pallets. Get this. Get this equipment so that you are able to utilize the space. So that you are able to handle the material easily by forklifts and other means. Use this post pallets. Then look at this post pallets. Other type of post pallets. This also you can use. This is the tray pallet, which you can directly keep it on the rack. That means material you can keep in the tray. Lift the tray and put it in the rack. So whatever you like. For example, you want to put the material in this plastic post pallet, or you want to keep material in this steel post pallet, or you can keep the material on this aluminium post pallet. You have all the options available with you. You can use whatever you want. You can use post pallets, tray pallets, then pallet racks. What is pallet rack? A rack on which I can keep my pallets. Racks on which I can keep my pallets. Tray pallets I can keep. Other pallets I can keep. Look here, they have kept lot of pallets here. They have kept lot of pallets here. Look, lot of pallets they have kept on the racks. Like this. It's a rack on which pellet circuit. Pellet depth, 3 inches, like that. Load height. This is the design of a pellet rack. Beautiful design they have made. Study this. It is available in our book. Then skid platform. What is skid platform? You can keep the material on this. There are wheels there. So you can use the wheels and move the material easily. Skid platform. Then look at this storage of tires. Tires should not be kept like this. It is a bad way of storing. Tires should be kept like this. Tires should be kept like this, vertical. Then preservation will come. Preservation of tires is very important thing. And they will be preserved for a long time only if you keep it like this in racks, beautiful racks. Look at the storage of tires. It is kept vertically. You should not keep it like this. Again I will tell you, it should be kept vertically like this. Because there is a reason. Preservation, long life. And for that, these are the rules. Storage of steel sheets. How they have kept the steel sheets so that they don't get bent? Look, here they have kept horizontally. Here they have kept horizontally all the steel sheets beautifully preserved. Here they have kept vertically, you can keep it vertically also. No problem. But do not keep it on the floor. Do not keep it without this rack. Don't keep it on the floor. Don't keep it leaning with the wall because they will get damaged. Keep it inside these racks. You must have either this kind of a rack or this kind of a rack. But steel sheets must be kept in the racks. Then earlier I had told you, tires also must be kept on the racks. It is the proper way of preserving, storing the materials. Storage of tires, storage of steel sheets. Then similarly, I want to tell you, you can keep the glass sheets also like this, which are required for windows and partitions. So such things also you can keep like this. Then box with compartments. Small compartments are there. Look at this. So you can keep small components in this. You can keep small components here also. This is box with compartments. Keep it and use it properly. These are the equipments. These are the equipments which are very, very useful in our warehouse, because one thing you should never forget, that we have to utilize cubic space. We have to utilize square foot space, that is area. We have to utilize the volume. Otherwise, we will be losing in our productivity. So my friends, you get these equipments and make your store a world-class store. Thank you.